part two of the Buzz Bubble with Perry Fair at Gray Advertising in New York.
Let's talk about the work.
Okay.
You've got a release like pending, like any moment I can push you away from what you're doing to do this.
The summer 15th.
Classic. Brand Hess now, it's something really edgy, like a game on a mobile platform, and this is like very cool. So what's that about?
You know, we've had Hess for 26 years at Gray, and every year they launch a toy.
Right.
It's become a tradition. The challenge that we had is they only sell it offline. You cannot buy this toy online. You actually have to go into a location and purchase it. You can't buy it online unless somebody's selling it on eBay.
And that's been that way for how many years?
They've
been selling those things since the early. So, and I saw the commercial, and there was a. Was this the first year like
the first
a jet
year
took
had
off?
A jet, and what they asked us to do was how do you create something that can live beyond Christmas without eroding the heritage of the brand Hess and also how they have toys,
right.
how they market their toys. So we couldn't sell them online because basically, you know, they wanted to have it, so they basically came in and walked out with a physical item. And they wanted something that was best in class and really spoke to not only the quality of the brand, but also the quality of the toy,
right.
Which is, you know, it's one of those toys that if I had it, I would actually drop it. They don't break.
Wow.
They're like tanks, but this one's a jet plane. And what we did was we looked at the toy and we played with it, and the premise was, wouldn't this be really cool if I could play this on my iPad? And we pitched it to them and they loved it, and we're making their first iPad, iPhone, and Facebook game, as well as Gray's first iPad, Facebook, and iPhone game.
So it's coming out on all three of the platforms?
It's already out on Facebook now, so please play it. Facebook.com/HessExpress. And then we're launching on the 15th of December on tablet and smartphone. So for iPad and iPhone.
And what other expectations do they have as using this game as media? Is it reinforcement, or do you think they're going to reach more people and then
send them
back to get
people.
More toys?
Yeah, we want them to reach more people. It wasn't really about selling the toy. Actually, the game is free. So we wanted to create something that's actually the flying game. When it comes out on mobile, will be a best in class. So it will be better than all the other ones out.
Wow.
And it's free. So that knowing the average game is like $4.50, $4.99 and up. We created a game that is on par with those, and we basically are giving it away. But our mindset for, you know, we just really want to do something that was fun for the season. They want to, you know, everybody when you go on Facebook, they want to build their likes.
Yeah.
So we wanted something that did that for them, but also reach their audience. So they have collectors that buy the game, buy the toy, but they also have, you know, grandsons and grandfathers.
In mind, like crossing the generations? Because it is such a classic thing that, you know, it's really grandparents buying for the grandchildren, and maybe parents buying for kids. Yeah. But I don't know if the kids have that awareness. So.
Yeah, and we wanted that. We wanted to modernize the brand. I mean, we know the game is steeped in heritage, but we also felt like the biggest thing this year is going to be the iPad. And we really wanted something that translated the brand over it into almost like a bridge that took the tradition and carried that over into the next generation of what the hottest trend is. But it also allowed for Hess to enter into the digital space and the social space on their terms. So they weren't trying to go, there's no oil spill, there's no crisis I have to put out.
Right.
It is, hi, it's Christmas. You spent $500 on buying an iPad. Here is something for free. So you can go and enjoy yourself instead of spending more money on something else for your iPad. Here is a best-in-class game that you can have fun with your family. And the thing we love about the iPhone and iPad game, the multiplayer. So you can literally take your pad and play with your phone and a whole bunch. I'm not going to give you all the toys. Download it. It's fun. You'll enjoy it. But it's a different type of, you know, we really wanted something that was very social, that connected people, but had no extra cost to it. You know, it's like when Hess first launched, he gave the toys away for free. And this is our way of saying for the next generation of things that Hess does, you should give the game away for free.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Go download it. Play it. It's going to be cool. Heard it first here.
Yeah.
The next piece of work I'd love to talk about is the, I gotta say, I've seen this 100 times, the media, whoever bought the media, they bought great media, because I see it all the time, the DirecTV spot with the two robots fighting and the new tag, was that rolled out at the same time? Did you roll that tag out as the features came out on DirecTV, where you could move that, and that was kind of your baby.
Well, most people don't know there are three spots. There's robots. There's a, we call it MRV, and then there's submarine, which is for best in quality, best picture, best sound. And there's another one I can't even tell you that is on par with that. The same director shot them. We're releasing it soon.
Okay.
But the premise was
all different features. So that's another feature.
All different features. So the tagline, "Don't just watch TV," I wrote that to be a overarching relaunch of the brand. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like a brand reinvention, but to also raise the bar and to really celebrate the fact that DirecTV is a premium service. Mm-hmm. So it's not television, and it's actually the satellite, but most people don't distinguish, you know, they had a problem distinguishing between what is cable, what is satellite, do I have to get a dish, or how big is the dish? And our mindset was to really create an image for the brand that elevated it from, it didn't feel like you were watching a TV, you're watching content, you're watching something that is entertaining. It's not a commercial, it's something different. And to leverage that into when you watch DirecTV, you're really not watching TV. You're watching, you know, a fully immersive experience from the best picture, from the best sound, from the best of all the things that they have to offer. So the spots were created to pretty much submerge or immerse the person into the brand and really break the wall from, no pun intended, to break the wall from what you know, sitting and watching TV to being fully surrounded by what you're actually engaging in.
I think it really needed a big kind of a catharsis of, well, this is what it used to be, because for years people thought satellite TV, that's 1984 with the big satellite, and I'm getting, you know, airwaves in my satellite, and no, it's a digital process. Yeah. The picture's great. Features as good as, if not better than everybody else.
Yeah, and we wanted to kind of throw it on a gauntlet too. I mean, we looked at the competition of like cable or, you know, even Netflix. Everybody's kind of getting into the, oh, look, we have it first, and oh, look, we have the best this. And quietly, DirecTV has the best of all of those things. No, I mean, and we really wanted to find a way to actually push that out and really separate them from any other competition that they had around them. So Dish TV is TV, cable TV is TV, DirecTV is not, you know, you just don't watch it, you experience it. And that's the reason, you know, I think the line really hangs together.
And I can't wait to see this other spot.
It was really fun to watch. Oh, it is epic.
The great thing about
it is epic.
The robot spot, and I don't know if this still holds true, but they say the two things that people don't DVR past are movie trailers and direct response. And I think it's more the former than the latter. So that looks like it makes you want to stop and see what's going on. It looks like a movie trailer. It's kind of like, you know, and real hip and edgy.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, the thing that I loved about the spot, and I have to admit that, you know, I love my Nissan clients. DirecTV, they are the best clients I've ever worked with. I'm sorry. They are phenomenal. They went with their gut.
It's great when they trust you.
Trust us. And they challenged us. They really pushed us to say, what would you do to really make us something, make us who we really are? And the work, I mean, it literally takes the user experience to a whole new level. So I love the fact the dude's in the kitchen. It's the same way you would normally watch it if you were at home. Yeah. Like, oh, what happened?
We watched so much TV
in our
kitchen.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. It takes it to a completely different level, but it's true.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. Thanks.
You mentioned Nissan. Love the Nissan Cube launch.
Next week on the Buzz Bubble. That's it for part two with Perry Fair. Take a look at what's coming up on part three.
We did a pre-launch where we didn't have the vehicle, so we actually created a almost an experiential. The artist that created the Cube did a artist rendering of what their insight was, so we actually created it to be the size of the car.
Next week on the Buzz Bubble. Is that-